This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, 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 boom. I like this song. The Kid LAROI featuring Justin Bieber. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And the Saturday morning special. Every Saturday morning, you get a little extra Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. The Saturday morning special from 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show this past week. Every Saturday morning on Alice. So meet you there. What is that? Just two days from now. Day after tomorrow, Saturday.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, how much you want to bet Vin's going to cry when he watches Dirty Dancing? LOL.
Well,
You always hated in the past, he loves now.
There's zero chance you don't cry during that movie.
Mm. Well, so here's what I'll say.
Would anybody bet against that?
I was just flipping through Instagram, and there's some movie starring Tom Hanks, and it's an ad for Tom Hanks' movie on Netflix, and it's a kid that's delivering the paper. And the kid is trans. And so I'm watching this thing, and the next thing you know, I'm tearing up. I'm like, it's a trailer for something on Netflix. And I'm gotta, Jesus, you go to the bathroom and leave me in the room alone for 1 second. And what do? I find something to make me cry.
Start crying.
Good crap in Christ.
Yeah, so does anybody want to bet against him?
I will.
You're going to say that he will not cry at Dirty Dancing.
I say Ben does not cry at Dirty Dancing.
Well, I'm really hoping not to watch it at all.
I say he definitely cries. Does Bob want to take a...
I don't think you're going to cry.
Thank you for having my back there.
I think I cried when I watched it.
Oh, really? I cry at everything.
Weird to start the new song not even halfway through the one playing.
Yeah, sorry, that was me. I went to hit manual so that it wouldn't fire the next song, and instead I fired the next song. So that's...
It happened. Move on, people.
It happened. Just please forgive me for my big fat fingers that I can't... They're right next to each other.
She does have very, very sturdy hands,
I do.
Everyone.
I have big... The pads are exceptionally large. They fall off.
I'm sure more than one guy has said, don't put those near this. Just don't.
It'll look so small on that screen. Yeah. Did I? Yes, I did. Okay, so here's something. What is America's favorite theme park? It's been the same one for 3 years in a row.
Easy, Disneyland.
Anybody else? I'll give you a point for the game later if you get it.
Universal.
No.
Harry Potter World.
Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That is a good one.
The movie, by the way, is A Man Called Otto, thanks to our texters.
A Man Called Otto.
A Man Called Otto, yeah.
Okay. So you guessed Disney, you guessed Busch Gardens, and you guessed Universal. It is Dollywood, and for the third year in a row, it is Dollywood.
No.
I'm not making it up.
Who went there? Three people?
Apparently, people go there.
All three people that went, it's unanimous. They loved it. Mm. Great.
The survey was done by the National Amusement Park Historical Association. Dollywood beat out Disneyland in California, which took the second spot. I'm actually surprised that Disney World wasn't above Disneyland because people go from all over. That's an East Coast thing, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Dolly says... We're right on the front porch of the most visited national park in the country. So we take what God gave us and use it to dream up the big dreams. Okay. I mean, that sounds like a great reason to go. So if you're ever in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
You got to stop by Dollywood. I would go to Dollywood. I mean, are there rides at least?
Yeah.
Is it all just like Dolly songs though, all the time? I mean, I guess it would have to be. Everywhere you go, it's like a small world. It's, you know. Jolene, Jolene.
I've only camped near there. I've never been in Dollywood.
Oh, you've never gone to Dollywood?
No. I feel very unsouthern by not going, but sure.
Is it anywhere near Branson?
No, that's in Missouri.
Yeah. But don't they connect somewhere right around there? Like someone was saying we weren't far from.
It's really remote where this is at. In fact, the county that it's in was, at least when I was there, was a dry county.
Oh.
So we had to drive over to the next town.
That is idiotic. Who wants that?
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, we had to go to
their problem.
What, they'll live there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, they say that Dolly actually, thank you, thanks. Dolly actually goes to the park occasionally. So if you're a huge Dolly Parton fan, you might be like, I'm going to go and just try and see her. I mean, you're guaranteed that Mickey's going if you go to Disneyland or Disney World. This is a, let me preface this story by saying, I don't love listening to people enjoy food. And I know that everybody can hear everybody else chewing and that there's some grossness associated with that. But
I tried to eat outside the studio.
I'm not talking about
and
you.
Everybody kept throwing my food away because I'd be,
Vinny,
you're on. I'd run in.
I
and
don't
next thing
hear
you know,
you,
my stuff gets stolen.
And if I did hear you, I would turn the studio monitors up. This is not about you. This is about, I used to have an aunt, rest in peace, and she was an eating orgasm person. Like when, you know, when someone puts something in their mouth and they're all, you know, that's, and they're chewing, but they're, like she would have this like whimpering, moaning thing going on with like every meal that she would eat. Like, oh my God, forget when Thanksgiving was around. Like everyone's eating.
Give it to me, turkey. Give it to me.
Almost like that. Just like she put the bite in her mouth and she'd be just, it was just like cringy how much she loved the food.
Get inside me, turkey.
Yeah, get in my mouth. Put it in my mouth. Like really.
Oh, I feel that. All the way
she
in there.
She wouldn't say words, but she would be like moaning over.
Tom!
And just like a lot of mouth noise and stuff. Tom, is that the turkey's name?
Tom Turkey.
Hello.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, you're eating the guy.
I mean.
Thanks. So.
It's your aunt.
I read this story and then I'm like, I'll watch the video and see what this is all about. Because mangoes. Like when I get a mango at my house, I feel it and it's like, oh, this feels ripe. And then I take a knife and I peel all the skin off of it.
I love mango, but mangoes are brutally difficult.
They are difficult. And I've heard that that for some people, especially, the skins are somewhat poisonous. Like that you can get lip blisters from them at the very least. And some people will actually like make you sick. You know, you would not eat the outside part of it.
Right.
So they do need to be peeled. And I guess that he did a thing where he knifed off all the outside part of it, sliced it off. And then Rihanna goes, you got to stop that. That's not how you do it. In fact, it says here, stop butchering these mangoes, bro. Lol, my little Caribbean heart aches every time. So now he figures out a new way to peel this thing. I guess she suggested it. And apparently you're supposed to bite the top and peel the sides down of a really ripe one. But then he starts eating it, and this video goes on. Like, it's a really long video of DJ Khaled eating this mango and doing, and just, and we very famously know that he doesn't eat one thing. And to hear him enjoying this grossed me out.
Well, I mean, he's enjoying himself. I don't know why he felt the need to post this.
Yeah, those are the first four mm-hmms of the 4,000 that are on here. He eats the whole thing. It's dripping all over him. And it makes me so mad because his queen is around there somewhere.
His wife, you mean?
That's what he calls her. His queen.
But he won't do stuff to her.
He certainly isn't kneeling, you know, to worship her. He doesn't do that.
That's not the best way to access everything, but all right. I get what you mean.
Just, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
We get it.
Mm-hmm. And another one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I put the video up. I think I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But it turns out, oh yeah, there's more. It turns out that you're supposed to bite the top of a ripe mango, and then you can peel it down. Doesn't it almost look like he sliced the sides into...
It does, but I do know that mangoes... I just watched my daughter. She was trying to cut into it, but she didn't get which way the nut was, so she was cutting it the wrong... And I went, turn it this way. Mm-hmm. She tried it again, and it sliced right down, but that's one of those things where
there's a massive central section that you are not getting a slice of.
We heard that there's something called avocado hand, which is another example of trying to get the nut out of the avocado. People cut themselves all the time.
Yep.
And I would imagine mangoes.
Mango hand.
They're not nearly as, you know, widely eaten in California as avocados as avocado, are. But right. I imagine that the ERs in the areas have seen... Yeah. Their
well,
share.
As it turns out, you shouldn't even eat it until it's absolutely ripe, and then you bite the top and peel it down. Look at this. He's got this mango tree, though, that is, I mean, that's to be jealous over, I guess. Imagine that if you just had, they're huge mangoes hanging off this tree. Tons of them.
What do you do? Do you just buy a mango tree already done and have it put in?
I don't know. I've never...
Like a grown mango tree?
I know, in Florida, mango trees, so like wild mangoes are growing.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Wild mangoes. Mm. Yeah. In Florida.
In Florida. You got a mango. Wow. But I don't know if they grow around here. Maybe it's too cold at night here. A lot of times it's too cold at night here for a lot of things. Like even avocados are hard to grow here. You got to go further south. Anyway, there's that. I liked that... I don't know why he was posting all these things about slicing mangoes, but...
Same reason everyone does. They go, what am I going to post? Right. I don't even have anything. What am I... Oh, I'll eat a mango.
That'll be good. Mm-hmm.
I swear, these people who are, you know, truly influencers must just beat their heads to a pulp trying to come up with the next stupid thing that's going to catch. Meanwhile, most don't.
They don't. It's you know what made that go viral is that Rihanna saw DJ Khaled eating the mango that he'd sliced, he'd peeled with a knife, and she was like, No, you're breaking my little Caribbean heart. And then I'll leave you with this. If you didn't watch this season of American Idol, and I didn't. Apparently, we missed a lot of great chemistry between Carrie Underwood and Jelly Roll, who I think was like a backstage coach, where she was more of a judge, and he was like a mentor role. And apparently, Carrie Underwood and Jelly Roll shared a ton of really great moments together that were on the show. And there's a rumor that they're going to collaborate on a song, according to a source close to Carrie.
Well, with chemistry like that, how could they not?
How could they not, Finn? Apparently, she really loves the way their voices sound together.
Oh.
It says here, this source close to Carrie says, she's such a fan of his music, too. She thinks he's so talented and loves how their voices sound together. When fans started saying they should collab, that actually had a big impact. It put it out there, and now they're seriously talking about doing just that. What's up, donkey? You ready for some Jelly Underwood? That'd be a good name for a collab album. All right, what do you got coming up?
Well, what sounds instantly make you angry, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Raining. Such a good song. We're just talking about Rihanna. She doesn't like the way DJ Khaled's eating his mangoes.
She's not good at it.
Not. It's Alice. It's Thursday. And Bob's Movie Club happened this morning. We got our new assignment. We're going to do it Did we decide that we're doing this every other Thursday? Okay. 6 a.m. every other Thursday. Gives you 2 full weeks from now to watch Dirty Dancing. That's the next pick. Vinny is so excited about this.
I am not. And last time, Pacific, what is it called?
Pacific Heights.
Pacific Heights. I watched it the very first Friday in order to get that checked off my list. I will be sure to watch this the very last Friday, if not Sunday night before, just in case something happens and there's no show the next day. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to like it.
Just watch a few minutes. You are going to like it. You're going to love it. You will.
707 says, oh my God, a man call auto will make you cry your eyes out. Don't do it. LOL, Kira app.
No.
I was cried at the ad for the dumb thing.
I am aware.
Sheesh.
I walked in, you were just like sobbing.
No, you. That's not what happened.
Face in your hand.
Oh my gosh.
Down in his fort.
Down in his fort where he lives.
Leave me alone. I'm in my fort.
So I'm having a private moment weeping in my fort. Anyway, Bob's Movie Club. The next time that happens is Thursday morning, June 12th at 6 a.m. Be sure you watch Dirty Dancing by then and then you can play along and text us your thoughts and feelings on it.
And if you missed today's, I'm going to post it as an audio clip on our podcast feed.
Oh, okay. Great. That's fun. It's like its own separate thing.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Bob's Movie Club. She's going to post it as an audio file. It's Bob's Movie Club. I don't know what to say about it. I can't even remember where you said you were going to do it. What? On the podcast thing. It's fine. Whatever. Wherever podcasts are sold. It's time for this now. I'm pretty sure.
You already forgot where she was going.
I know. I think I just said it. I don't know what she said. I don't know where to get a podcast from.
You hadn't even taken another breath yet.
Right.
That really went in and out.
It must be on the Odyssey app. It's Bob's Movie Club.
Ay, ay, ay. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pick Your Day at Outside Lands. All this week, listen at 805, 1205, 305, 405, 505, and 605 for the code word.
So many 05s. It's
yes,
fantastic.
It's a lot. I can imagine our promotions team is like, we are just contest central. Mm. Text the code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Outside Land, starring Doja Cat on Friday, Gracie Abrams on Saturday, Hozier on Sunday, and a lot more.
It's a big deal.
August 8th through the 10th in Golden Gate Park, courtesy of Another Planet Entertainment. It's a great, fun show, and there's so many bands. There's no way you could keep up.
Yeah, you can't see them all. Even if you try and run everywhere.
Mostly sunny today, highs in the 80s, and this is the cooler day for the next three, let's say.
Oh, boy.
So,
ramping up then.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. What sound instantly makes you angry?
Calm down.
Calm down makes you angry?
Yeah.
When you're not calm and someone tells you to calm down,
yeah.
you just fist punch John right in the face.
Oh, he knows better than to say calm down to me, please. That would make me angry. And then also like really loud, scary sounds make me angry. They put
the reason me on edge. Why I did this is the smacking or making sounds when you eat is on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Or chewing gum. Ugh.
I know you hate chewing gum. That's why I put in a piece every day when you walk in here.
I just can't be like on an elevator with somebody with chewing gum. I just crawl out of my skin.
You just hit next floor.
I just got to get out. Yeah. Huh.
But he also can't hear anybody peeing, so he's got a thing with sounds. He doesn't want to hear any people.
Meanwhile,
you have to turn on the water if you pee at his house.
And Bob is giving me a hard time. I guess I swallow loudly, so that's something I'm working
on. Well, we've
on.
Heard that. Sometimes you forgot to turn off your mic and you're all like, gulp.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've definitely heard the drinking the coffee and be gulp. Oh, sorry. Off.
Unfortunately, he does it when the mic's off and I can still hear.
Oh, you hear it either way, right?
Well, you should get some earmuffs.
When a fork scrapes a plate, snoring, even the quietest snoring is instantly
Yeah.
Annoying.
It can be.
These are sounds that make you angry. Styrofoam rubbing on styrofoam.
Oh, yeah, that isn't. That's a bad one.
Makes my teeth and brain hurt, they say.
And there's always styrofoam. Like, I really feel like people know that's no good and it should be phased out by now. But you go get your, find yourself a flat screen TV that doesn't come. I would think like compressed cardboard or something. They could figure something out. But no, just it's covered in styrofoam.
The sound of someone rummaging through their purse that is full of way too much stuff and receipts.
Oh,
it's in here
like
somewhere. Hold on.
Rummaging. Picture the big, like, carpet bag.
That checkbook, where did that go? Hold on, I'm sorry, everyone.
No problem, take your time. Graham. You okay?
Any other line?
Nope.
Crap.
You're in that line.
I'm stuck. The sound of flip-flops, flip-flopping.
Oh, that does really bother some people.
It does?
Yes.
I live in those all the time.
But for some people, it's like you look like you're rolling your eyes, Bob. You don't like the flip-flop?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, you really seemed like you were having a reaction.
Oh, I was just rolling my eyes at Vinny wearing flip-flops. But he's a surfer dude, so I think he gets a pass.
Oh, you just don't think people should wear those at all?
You think no flip-flops?
It's kind of a thing, men in flip-flops.
Oh,
what is it?
Don't know about this?
No,
I know a lot of dudes who wear flip flops.
Oh yeah, it's like an ick. The texters will tell you.
Oh,
tell you all about
the
it.
The ick.
It's an ick.
Well, it depends on their feet, really.
Yeah, it's an ick.
Is it because of the feet or the sound the shoes make?
I think the whole
Can they wear any other kinds of sandals, or is it just the flip flops part of the problem?
It's just the flip flops.
Okay. Huh. Interesting. The kids are telling us. You know, everyone's talking about it. Then we got to stop with the flip flops. I guess you got to get some Crocs.
Don't do it.
Crocs.
Don't do it.
Oh, no. I've
Crocs.
Listen.
No.
I grew up in the ocean. Like, flip-flops are part of that culture in a way that I can't really help you with this.
I didn't say anything.
No, you
right
did.
Up until you did say something.
Then you said everything.
You called on me.
Yeah, because you went like this.
Check the text, Maddie.
You're on the list twice now, I think.
Oh, yeah. You're double-assed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No,
children so screaming, shrieking, crying, whining, and so on.
But I do try to remember that I used to be the mother who had to deal with that. It's so awesome to not be that mother anymore.
Speaking of children, a woman's been arrested at the Sanford airport after hitting a child on a plane.
It wasn't hers.
It wasn't hers. And the kid called her fat and Miss Piggy.
And then she hit it? That kid deserved it.
They say here that Christy Crampton.
Oh, Christy Crampton? That's a great band name.
Says it all started when the child called her fat and Miss Piggy. She was on board a flight from Orlando Sanford International Airport to Hagerstown, Maryland. On Memorial.
What?
I love how you hear sound. I grew up close to there, and it's near where I grew up.
Oh.
It's a great little town.
The family was set to fly home from their Disney World vacation. What witnesses told police was that the child told Crampton, "You can't fit in your own seat.
Oh.
You're overflowing onto my side." Witnesses say Crampton began hitting the child with her fist. And then hit him on the head with a water bottle.
How old is this child?
It doesn't say.
Okay. So it doesn't matter. If they're under 18, they're considered a child?
Yes.
Mm.
The report says she then slammed the child's head into the airplane window. The report says the child used his arms to cover himself as she was fighting him.
Oh, that's...
Airport officials
are two awful people who just happen to sit next to each other.
They're not saying how old the child is, but Crampton told police that child was very rude and disrespectful. Called her fat, and at some point she stole his phone, and she claims he pushed her arm off the armrest twice, and that's when she began smacking him. The truth, though, ends up being that she's in trouble and he is not.
Yeah.
So there's that. You're the grown-up.
You are the grown-up.
Ding dong.
I wonder, you know, when I hear child, I think under 12.
Me too.
So, because then it's like, you know, a young teen or a young lady or man. That's a very, it's mean, and that child was raised wrong, but also you really can't beat up a kid. So... she is the one who's in trouble because the other person is a child.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, when I sliced my thumb cutting an avocado, the urgent care told me the top three hand injuries are from avocados, mangoes, and bagels.
Oh. Mm. You just got to be careful with knives, people. They're not from those fruits. They're from, and bagels, they're from knives. Careful with knives. Keep your knife sharp, too. They say the duller your knife is, the more likely you are to cut yourself with
right.
it, because it's the more likely to slip.
Hawaii checking in. Our house with a dwarf mango tree, and it's a large tree now with so many mangoes.
Oh, my God. I wonder if there must be, like, vermin that will come and eat the fruit that falls off trees like that. You know,
sure.
all those fruit.
The rats do. We had an orchard in our backyard in San Leandro, and they would be out there at night getting all the fruit.
Damn.
Vinny, you did a story a few weeks ago about Bad Virginia's flag being banned due to the exposed boob on the warrior lady. So I was thinking, why not call it Breast Virginia?
Oh.
West Virginia and Breast Virginia. OFO see Laura, Big Island, Hawaii. Another Hawaii checking in.
Oh.
Apple Podcast.
I like that. West and breast. I like it.
Well, but that instantly makes Breast Virginia better than West Virginia.
I that literally just occurred to me at the same time you said it.
We can't.
So it's got to be Bad Virginia.
We're Best Virginia. And the other one's
Best Virginia and
best.
Bad Virginia. Worst and best.
925 says, please pick Brokeback Mountain as a movie to review. I want to hear Vinny cried at the line, why can't I quit you? I haven't seen that, but that's because I'm not really into love type movies, but I will watch it if it's assigned. I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing. While there's something going on between me and Bob here, I feel like it's a little like brotherly, sisterly, contentious something or other. I will support her in full. I'm going to watch Dirty Dancing, cry through the whole thing, and come back in here mad at her.
Oh, my God. I'm going to give you a list of movies that I've been trying to get him to watch.
Don't.
For 30 years.
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Oh, is that on the air? Oops. So Bob's got today's game, actually. Is this about Pacific Heights, the movie? Or is
it's not.
Okay.
I think we've had enough of that.
I feel that same way.
It's about everyone's favorite handsome man, Brad Pitt.
All right. All right. Brad Pitt quiz. I'm in.
So what's the score right now?
0-0-0. Nobody got any points today.
All right. First question. During filming of what movie did Brad Pitt break his arm? The options are 7, The Departed, Ocean's 11.
Oh, the one I was going to guess wasn't in there.
What were you going to guess?
Legends of the Fall.
Oh, I was going to say.
Fell and he broke his arm.
Was it Troy? That he did where he was like a fighter, like a...
He was Achilles.
Oh, I didn't watch it, but yeah I thought I was going to say that.
Okay, so Brad Pitt broke his arm, and the three ones are again?
7,
mm-hmm.
The Departed, Ocean's 11.
7.
I'm saying 7 as well.
I also am going to say 7.
It was 7, you're all right.
Yay!
And they even wrote it into the film.
Oh. Mm. Well, they had to at that point. They're like,
right?
We've only got him for so long. He broke his arm, that's it.
All right, next up. Brad and Jennifer Aniston met on a blind date. Who set them up? The choices are Brad's mom, their agent, or the director of Interview with a Vampire.
That's so random that I'm going to go the director of the Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, the timing's right on that, I think.
The agent.
It was the agent.
Oh, Vinny. Oh, Vinny pulls, Vinny, pulls Vinny, ahead.
Vinny. Next question. How many movies have Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise made together? No choices.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
This is easy.
Is it?
One.
I can only think of one.
I can't think of any.
There's definitely one.
I would have said zero if you'd let me go first. I'll say one. He said one.
I said one.
It was one. Woo! Just Interview with a Vampire.
Pitt doesn't like Cruise.
Supposedly there's a competitiveness or animosity. Who's to say?
I heard Pitt said something like, that guy's full of it.
Team Brad. Well,
you can't be around him.
Yeah,
he's he's always on and he's always acting. Yeah. And I thought, that is fun. At one actor to hate another over, he's a phony. I'm sorry. Isn't that what you do for a living?
Yeah, but I'm always a phony. I never stop being a phony over here.
Okay.
All right, next. By the way, Vinny leads 3-2.
Awesome. Next question. Brad Pitt hit his career high pay for the movie Bullet Train in 2022. How much was he paid? Sarah, you go first.
Why do I have to go first?
Because you do.
Because I'm in charge.
Because she said.
$25 million.
$26 million.
$27
million. Oh, you son of a biscuit.
It was $20
million.
Oh! So Sarah gets
it. Yay!
707 says, every foible or phobia Maddie reveals about himself makes me love him more.
Oh, thank you.
What did you reveal this time? I forget.
Can't help but notice you're skipping all the flip-flop texts, but okay.
Oh, the flip-flops, hold on. I will give you a few. Finn's got appropriate feet for sandals, Bob. It's not like he's got Sarah's floppy clown feet.
Hey!
My feet just made
the exact
up.
Same
no.
size
it's
as
right
yours.
Here.
My feet are exactly the same size as yours, and I'm 2 inches taller than you.
Sorry, Bob, but flip-flops for a man over any other kind of sandal.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It's not my opinion. It's
the opinion
theirs.
Of the young people.
Tell Bob not to move to San Diego. You will be hard-pressed to find any guy who's not wearing flip-flops. LOL. Love you guys. Diane, Encinitas, Odyssey.
Flip-flops and a Speedo.
Woo! All right, last question.
All right, here we go.
Brad Pitt quiz. How many kids does Brad Pitt have? Maddie, you're up first. How many kids does Brad Pitt have?
7.
Am I next?
I think it's 6.
Oh. I will say 8.
You said 6? It's 6.
Yay, Sarah wins! Hooray!
You didn't win the whole thing,
yeah,
did you?
I did. She just said last question.
And that's a double getting perfectly right.
Oh, yeah, I actually got 5.
What just happened to me?
I kicked your butt. Saracuda! Goodbye! Coming up next, check out Mason and Jane. They both have Pick Your Ticket for Outside Lands. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. And it will be Friday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.